There are nearly 7,000 bridges in New Jersey, and more than 2,500 of them need some kind of repair. WHOY's David Matthau reports 392 of those bridges are currently classified as structurally deficient, but they remain open and operational.
Allison Black of the American Road and Transportation Builders Association says the term structurally deficient indicates there is work that needs to be done.
What it means is that one of the key elements of the bridge, either the deck, the superstructure, the above, or the substructure of the bridge, is rated in poor or worse condition.
Jersey Department of Transportation spokesman Steve Shapiro says many bridges in the state do require frequent maintenance because they are older, but they are all safe.
We've been investing billions of dollars over the years to maintain and improve these bridges, and we're continuing to do so.
He says under the DOT's robust safety program, all bridges are inspected at least every 2 years. From the New Jersey desk, David Matthau, WHYY News.
The Pennsylvania state budget is nearly 4 weeks late, and nonprofits and schools say they may soon have to make difficult budget decisions of their own. State Senator Lindsey Williams says rape crisis centers are especially concerned about another year of funds coming in late. The 47 centers across Pennsylvania haven't gotten a funding increase in 5 years, and say they need $8 million more to effectively serve survivors of sexual assault.
They show up for victims all the time, so they're already kind of feeling the pinch. Like, they were asking for an increase. Any delay is going to be immediately felt.
Dueling budget proposals from Democrats and Republicans suggest rape crisis funding will remain flat in the $50 billion state budget. You're listening to 90.9 WHYY, your favorite public radio station.